Hi, I'm Sam Hawley, coming to you from the lands of the Gadigal people. This is ABC News Daily. There's a turf war going on in suburban Australian streets. Teenagers say it's a case of kill or be killed. Police claim the violence is being fuelled by an extreme and disturbing form of rap. Today, Four Corners reporter Grace Tobin on her extraordinary access to the rival gangs and how some teenagers are being groomed as foot soldiers for organised crime. And a warning, this episode contains mild, coarse language. Grace, I want you to tell me about this concert that Four Corners went to in Canberra as part of your investigation.
The gig that we went to was for an artist who was involved in a type of music called drill. Drill is essentially a darker subgenre of rap that originated in Chicago before moving into the UK. So it's different to other types of rap because its focus is on violence and crime. If you make drill for credibility, you have to have done whatever violent act that you're rapping about. So you can't really rap about something that someone else has done or something that is a hypothetical situation. You have to have done the violence yourself.
Okay, so we're hearing some of this rap there. What's he saying in this rap?
So this rapper is called A Huncho. His real name is Ali Yunus. He's a 25-year-old. So he says it's still 30 up on 30. F the ops. I'll be lurking on their blocks, red dots. Can't be gang talking to feds. They want to talk. Can't be gang talking to feds. We're only aiming at heads.
Okay. It doesn't sound particularly nice, but what does it mean, Grace?
So A Huncho raps a lot about conflict that's quite personal to him. Some of his music references turf wars, pride in his own postcode, which is Maryland 60. The lyrics are also about the police or his ops, which means his opposition. And earlier this year, A Huncho released a music video which was filmed in enemy territory in Western Sydney. It basically shows he and his crew giving the finger to a suburb sign being Mount Druitt, so it's pretty provocative stuff. He is an artist, though, that's on the police radar.
Okay, Grace, so let's get back to this idea of postcodes. You mentioned Maryland 60. Explain that for me.
Yeah, so the postcode war, as it is being called, is essentially a conflict that's been going on for some years now between different areas in Western Sydney.
You fight for your area, you know, and as dumb as that sounds to most people, for us out here, it's something to die for.
And the gangs involved in this conflict often define themselves by their postcode.
Yeah, like for me personally, I've never felt Australian. You know, and I was born here, but I've always felt like a Mount Druitt, you know, like this is my home.
One of the gangs that I interviewed for the Four Corners piece is called ML60. Again, that's a Maryland 60 crew, and they agreed to meet us one night.
It's basically a kill or be killed, because
don't.
No?
No. Don't do that shit. No, on camera, do not do that shit.
So talking to them, I learnt a lot about how important their areas are to them and also the loyalty that they seem to have towards each other.
Okay, and they're using this rap, what, to send messages to each other. So one gang in a particular postcode in Western Sydney uses that rap to communicate with another gang.
Yeah, and police say that they've seen an escalation of violence between two groups in particular who both subscribe to drill music. So the rappers often post their music on social media. It I suppose, helps create some level of notoriety and street cred for themselves. I interviewed Detective Superintendent Jason Weinstein from the Raptor Squad at New South Wales Police about this topic and what his views were on drill. And he says the music is being used to bait other groups and fuel tensions among themselves.
We saw an escalation of violence between the two groups, the Inner West group and the Greater West group. Some of the music was about a tit for tat type scenario, and there was some baiting going on.
Police would actually need to find that the music was incitement of violence in order for it to be a criminal act in itself. When it comes to the postcode wars, there's been at least 6 killings in the past 4 years. Some people might remember a fatal stabbing at the Sydney Easter show this year, and that is believed to be linked to the tensions.
It was as chaotic as it was quick. A teenager killed in one of Sydney's biggest family events.
But it's not just these turf wars that police are concerned about. They're also really worried about the evolution of gang members from a street level to a more serious organised crime level. So, for example, a Huncho is a member of the notorious Sydney family, the Alamedines.
So it goes beyond, by the sound of it, turf warfare. How do these criminal organisations work? What are they recruiting these people for?
My ABC colleague Mumud Fazal from Background Briefing was able to get a good insight into this. He was given access to what's known as a trap house, and those setups are essentially secret locations that are constantly changing, where drugs like cocaine and other narcotics that are imported into Australia are processed.
I hopped in a car for about 20 minutes and then jumped out of the car into another car and drove for another, say, 20 minutes. I was completely blindfolded the whole way.
And then he was taken into this trap house as such.
Two guys walked in, completely blacked out, with gloves on and a backpack, and they pulled out 3 handguns.
They unload the ammunition, so they were loaded guns. There were also drugs, cocaine. They were cutting that up on camera as well. So his sense was that these two guys that were inside the room with him, the shipping container with him, were young, that they may have even been teenagers themselves.
Are you rattled?
It's a little bit rattled, yeah. It's mainly seeing people who are so young let into that kind of world.
Do we assume from that some of them were part of these postcode gangs?
Well, again, we don't exactly know because the young guys hid their identity, but we do know that young people in postcode gangs are being used as foot soldiers. That is the police allegation, that they're being used by organised crime often to do elements of crime and facilitate crime for those higher levels. But Four Corners uncovered some links between postcode gangs and the organised crime networks, in particular in a shooting that occurred late last year.
Police are grappling with a spike in underworld activity and bloodshed that keeps spilling onto Sydney's streets.
So a high-profile member of a postcode gang from Western Sydney, he allegedly targeted 4 associates of the Alamedines in this shooting, and it was at a gym. And the footage of that shooting shows the bullets narrowly missed children in a creche next door. It was a really big deal at the time.
And Grace, what about Ali Yunus and the future of his music?
Well, that was something we were really keen to ask him about. Has it helped your music career having your family's notoriety associated with you?
I mean, it has helped because people know that I'm not a fake rapper, or people know that, like, when I rap, you're hearing realness, you know? You're not hearing no fake shit. I come from that environment, so I would say I'm the realest rapper that this country's got. Most dangerous? I don't know. That's for the audience to decide.
Grace Toburn is a reporter with Four Corners. You can catch her full report on iView. In London, the Metropolitan Police have teamed up with YouTube to remove violent drill rap from the platform. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed, Flint Duxfield and Sam Dunn, who also did the mix. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.